Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Juneteenth Day. It has been a show-long celebration of freedom, and especially a celebration and elevation of Black women's voices leading in our communities, the center of every community and the catalyst of every justice movement in American history. I've got Sabrina Madison with us. She's the CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women in Madison. She's also an alderwoman there. We've got Dana Pelabon, Executive Director of the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center. She's also a former Dane County Supervisor. And we have the fabulous Elle Halo, CEO and founder of Trans Consulting. She is a model, an actress, a singer, a poet. D, all of the above is what I'm going to say. All fabulous things. We were talking about white folks getting out of the way. And so I wanted to start with the idea of claiming space and what that means for you and how you've each had to do that, especially in your professional careers. I think all women do it. I think the double whammy of misogynoir poses a particular challenge in workspaces for Black women. So Dana, I wanted to start with you. If you can speak to how you've had to claim your space in your career and how you went about doing that.
Well, I just have to keep pushing. There is no one that's going to give me space. So essentially, I just make it. I create communities. I say, this is what I want to be in my space. This is how I want my space to look. My workplace is very specific in how it is that we do things, because I want to create a space that isn't traumatic. I want to create a space that goes along with our values. And otherwise, I push my way in every single time. There needs to be more access to spaces. And the only way that you're going to have access to those spaces is the people that are in them have got to step away and say, maybe it is not my time. Even though you specifically, the person, may not have had the opportunity, your folks have had the opportunity for the entirety of the history of this country. So it is time for you to actually put your money and your votes where your mouth is.
You're conjuring up the challenge, especially for women entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, like the disparities there are just insane. And there's the whole litany of garbage reasons that especially white men do not get tested for when they are asking and seeking for angel investors and startup funds. Sabrina, that brings me to mind your work, of course, at the Progress Center for Black Women, and trying to really instill, again, financial freedom, economic freedom, right? Like that is the key. And then being able to pass and give some of your wealth, generational wealth, right? The white people's affirmative action of the entire history of the country. If you can speak to your mission and why this came to you and your experience of sharing with other Black women how you claim space as a professional.
Yeah, it will have to come down to back when I first started, I was a member at 100 State. 100 State definitely was a super white space, young white men who were in a tech scene. But what I got from that was they all poured into each other's startup. And I was fortunate at the time to be a part of that because they were also, to a degree, poured into my ideas that I was, percolating. But there was a white dude who was an older white guy, owned a successful business here locally. This man just cut me a check. We just sitting here ideating, talking about our ideas, and he cut me a check. So one way that folks, especially if you have wealth, you should be cutting a check to help launch people's Black women's ideas. Folks, sometimes people say, we don't know if this is going to work. I've seen plenty of young white men catch thousands of dollars and their companies have failed within 2 years.
Right.
2 years. And then the last thing I'll just say, my goal is all, again, help Black women win. The one thing I still cannot stand today is when people gatekeep resources. You should not have to pay for what is free. So if one thing I don't do and I will always do, I can do it in my sleep, is access help you access a free resource. For example, like the Small Business Development Center, that is free. No one should be paying for a free Q&A entrepreneurial service, for example. So if you're a white man, white woman, and you have a, a ridiculous amount of wealth, cut a check without all the mess and the BS. Support things that align with your own personal and professional values without the drama added to it. Literally, that's all you got to do. Oh, I'm sorry. Google is free and libraries. I cannot help you get yourself together. You have to really access free resources to do that internal work on yourself. So.
And that ChatGPT, there's a free version. I mean, use AI for lever, right? That's Sabrina Madison. She is the CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women. Find her work, find the center at centerforblackwomen.org. You heard earlier from Dana Pelabon. She's with the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center, their executive director. Find more about the RCC at thercc.org. And my friend Elle, you are going to have the last words of the day. We have about a minute left. I want to talk about, ask you, you can say whatever you would like. You can address claiming your space or whatever other wisdom that you would like to share with us. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I think the claiming of space is something that QTPOC people, trans people, and Black women are experts in. And I think that we need to look at our intellectual property, like I said, as our expertise, whether that's even doing hair to whatever it is. And the gifts that we've been given in abundance are what is a part of your calling. And I think that for those of us where community is a part of our calling and building community is a part of our calling, we need for people to have a reality check about the political situation, the political persecution, and please support the Paris Peak Muhammad.
Thank you so much. I celebrate and elevate each and every one of you. You can find their websites on our show notes. Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelabon, El Halo, thank you.